It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? I'm so glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans today, Romans chapter 3. We're going to begin reading with the 27th verse, Romans chapter 3, verse 27. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to call us, you can call us by the phone number is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. That's Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. You'd like to visit our website, it's parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. Please enjoy that. We have many messages up there, Bible studies, and we have our Constitution. We have the plan of salvation. So please just enjoy it. And I hope that you can grow, come to know the Lord Jesus, and grow then from the studies that we have there. And if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com or it's parkviewbible@gmail.com. Either will work just fine. So please that you will enjoy those opportunities that are there for you. Romans chapter 3, verse 27. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Now, chapter 4, verse 1. What shall we say then that Abraham our father is pertaining to the flesh hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now, to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. We're going to stop reading right there, and we may get down through a little bit further today, but please, let's go to the Lord in prayer now. Father, I thank and praise you that we can come and have this opportunity to read your precious word, to enjoy it, to have it before us. Please, dear Lord, that you'll just guide and lead us today. It's so important, Father, that we don't miss any opportunity to spend time with you and just give us the strength we need each and every day, Father, please. Just give us the strength. We need to look to you. We need to depend upon you. And please, Father, that you will give us your strength and wisdom. And we know that you do because we ask and you give it. But that can only be given to those that know you as their Savior. And the only way that we can become children of God, truly a child of God, is by faith in Jesus. He died on the cross and saved me. He died on the cross to save all the world. So, Father, please, please, today through your word, touch every heart, that they'll come to know you. They'll believe by faith. They'll just believe, yes, I know Jesus died for me. Thank you, Father, for taking my sins away. Please. You need to call upon him. When he's calling on you, you need to receive what he has given you. He's offering you salvation today. He's offering you eternal life, Father. We know that you do that. So please, please, touch every heart today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at these verses of Scripture, and we have spent a lot of time looking at the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. And then, for all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. Now, we find those in Romans chapter 3, verse 21, or 22 and 23. And so, the only way that we can have righteousness, and God offers us His righteousness through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, we looked at this wonderful study last time concerning the propitiation. And so when we looked at the propitiation found in verse 25, whom God, and let's just back up, for being, this is verse 24, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath, look at that, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of the sins of the past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him that believe in Jesus. It just keeps coming back over and over again. Believe in Jesus. Believe in Jesus. And when we look at this wonderful word, this word, propitiation, we need to enjoy that and recognize its power and its strength. And the propitiation is the equivalent to the mercy seat. Now, again, if you've not studied the Old Testament, you have really, really missed a blessing. A lot of people don't even believe we need the Old Testament. No, oh my, it's God's precious word, and you need to study all of the Old Testament, but especially the first five books, the books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. When you have an understanding, a precious, sweet understanding of that Old Testament and the tabernacle, the mercy of God, the offerings that were given, all that points to the Lord Jesus. Our Lord Jesus is both the mercy seat and the sacrifice. He is our propitiation. And so please don't miss that. Israel couldn't keep the Ten Commandments. They broke the law. And there was a Day of Atonement. On that Day of Atonement, the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies and sprinkle that blood seven times upon that mercy seat. Yes, it was just an animal that died, but it was representing the precious blood of Jesus. He is, that's what made that gold block of gold on top of the Ark of the Covenant, that's what made a mercy seat, was the blood. Jesus is our propitiation. He is our mercy seat. Come by faith. He is our sacrifice. Come by faith to Jesus today and trust in Him, please. And so, you see, it all comes by faith. It all comes because of the works that God has done for us. And that single work was having His Son, the Lord Jesus, go to the cross of Calvary and die for us and take our sins away. And so, where is boasting then? It is excluded. There is no room for boasting. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. You see, we can glory in Jesus. I believe Jesus Christ died for my sins, and I believe that He saved me. He has saved me eternally. He gives me power and wisdom and strength, and it's such a joy to serve Him. It's such a joy to speak of His saving power. It's such a joy to live because Jesus saved me. Now, is there something I can do to boast for my own works? No. The law is perfect. I failed at keeping the law. If it had not been for Jesus, I'm condemned to hell, burn in hell. And you're going to burn in hell too if you don't trust in Jesus. It's just that simple. And it's Jesus, the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. Now, some religions talk about that there is this Son of God, is, and there's many gods, and there's different worlds and things like that. Oh, my friend, there is one God. And there is one Son of God, Jesus Christ, period. That's it. One God, one Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. And that's some of these new versions of Scripture that you'll find, the different versions, you'll find that they do not speak of the only begotten Son. That's one of the things that they've taken away from it. Is there any room for boasting? No. By what law? Of works? Not by works, because there is nothing I can do to save myself. Now, many churches try to do that. They place on baptism, they put on things of that sort, but it is all about grace. It's all about the faith that we have in the Lord Jesus. It's all about what He has done, not what we can do in keeping the law or not keeping the law. Now look at verse 38. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Justified. Yes, if I've never done it. I have been made clean by the blood of Jesus. But it has nothing to do with the law. Because you see, the law condemns. And when the law came, and I looked at the law, and I recognized that I was a lost, dead, hell-bound sinner. And I needed Jesus. And if I don't come by faith to Jesus, I'm going to hell. I'm going to burn in the fires of hell. The gnashing of teeth. Burn in the fires of hell. Do you understand what that is? No peace. Never a second. The pain and suffering, the worst pain you've ever had here upon earth will be nothing compared with eternity that you're going to have and you go to hell because you're going to be totally separated from God. Right now, even though you're not saved, you're getting the benefits of God. You're getting the blessings of God. You're getting His rain. You're getting His health. You're breathing His air. It's all about Jesus. So please, will you come by faith to Jesus and trust in Him today? Because therefore we conclude, Paul says, we have determined that a man is justified by faith, not without the deeds of the law, not by the law. Look at verse 29. Is He the God of the Jews only? Is He not also of the Gentiles? Paul says, yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one God, which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. It's all about Jesus. It's all about coming by faith to Jesus. It's going to be a sad day that people wake up after they're dead, after they've died. You say, wake up, what do you mean? You're just dead, you're put in the grave, that's it. No, it isn't it. You will. The rich man, Lazarus lived such a humble life, had nothing in this life. Rich man had everything. The rich man died. He went to the place of torment, and that's where every person right now that's died without Jesus will go. And there's going to be a time they're going to be taken out of that place of torment, and they're going to be placed in the lake of fire, which is eternity. And so they will relocate, but it's going to be worse in the lake of fire than it is in the place of torment, and the place of torment is the most horrible place. Most horrible place. But that's your choice, because you see, Jesus is calling you right now to come. Accept Him as your Savior, and you will not have to face the fires of hell. The law condemns. These Ten Commandments, the law comes down and we fail. That's the reason the law was given. Not that we could try to work our way there. Not that we would change the church laws and doctrines and things like that to put little works in there. If you're baptized, if you join the church, if you take communion, if you do all these things, then you will be saved. That's a lie. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's got nothing to do with any works that you can do, any works of keeping the Ten Commandments. Well, I'm not that bad. You're evil. You're wicked. You need Jesus. Please, call upon the Lord Jesus today. Is there any difference between Jews and Gentiles? No. All are going to go to hell without Jesus. Whether you're circumcised or not circumcised, they were to be circumcised because that was their identification from the world, because they're chosen from God. It's God's chosen people. But you see, They rejected Jesus. They forgot Jesus. Well, when you forget Jesus, it's all gone. There's nothing there if you forget the Lord Jesus. And the Jews have forgotten Jesus. God has not forgotten them. They have forgotten Jesus. So you see, they get saved today. God set the nation of Israel aside. There'll be a time that he'll call them back. That's during the tribulation period. That'll be the end of the church age, and the church's going to be raptured. We're going to go to be with the Lord, and there's going to be 7 years of tribulation. That's when God's going to call them back. But they've missed all the blessings of all the years, and millions upon millions of Jews have died, went to the place of torment, because they have rejected Jesus, the very one that was told to Adam and Eve that was coming. And by faith they believed. By faith they believed. Come up through the time. We're enjoying a study in the book of Romans. The book of Hebrews. And we look at that precious book of Hebrews. And it's such a joy to study. And you get to this 11th chapter. And we have by faith Abel. By faith Enoch. By faith Noah. By faith Abraham and Sarah, you know, by faith Isaac, Jacob, by faith Moses, by faith Joshua, by faith Rahab. And it just continues. And it's such a joy to see and to study as we watch by faith how they were saved. It wasn't by the law. It was by grace, by faith. Trusting that Jesus' word was true way before he ever went to the cross of Calvary. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. The law is there. The law is to be kept. We can't keep it, but we should try, not for salvation, but for our own good. For our own good. But we need Jesus. We need to call upon him. We need to trust in him. And please that you see the Lord Jesus and you enjoy the Lord Jesus. It's so wonderful to walk each and every day seeing him, enjoying him. And please that you know that Jesus died on the cross to save you. You know, it's such a joy to look to the Word of God, to enjoy the Word of God. But it all begins when you come by faith. It all begins by faith. It has to be by faith. God gives you the faith. God gives you the strength. You need to look to Him today and trust in Him. Please, each and every day. You know, last time we were together, we missed a verse of scripture. I did. I looked at the 7th chapter, verse 30, and it's actually the 17th chapter of Acts. And it says, the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Now that word repent there means to turn. And what we were talking about was that word in the 25th verse there, declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past. Things that had taken place before the law was put in, God, he did not forgive them. He didn't overlook them in that manner, but he made it so clear when the law came into existence, now you're without excuse. There is no excuse. You have no excuse. I had no excuse. We need to come by faith to Jesus and walk with him each and every day. Now, it's all by faith. It's all by faith. That scripture back in 1730 of Acts said, repent. Repent means to turn. That's what you need to do. Turn to Jesus. Please, look to him. Turn to him. Once again, verse 31 of Romans chapter 3, verse 31. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Now, chapter 4, if you'll notice, you know, a lot of times the chapters are put there for our understanding. The original text has no chapter, it has no verses, but it allows us to be able to reference and go to places to find it. And so it is great in that manner, but sometimes there are things that are placed in the middle. And this is one of them because it continues with the same thought here. It says, what shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertained to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. What did that scripture say that we just looked at? It was asking about boasting, verse 27. Where is boasting then? And let's look at here at verse 26. We just keep backing up, don't we? To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believe in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. By the law of faith. Oh, to walk each day, to enjoy each day, understanding we are justified by and through Jesus Christ. And we cannot keep the law. We have to walk by faith. We have to believe, please. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. You cannot work your way. Verse 28. It just continues. Now, we have this question here about Abraham. See, Abraham is the father of the Jews. And they claim, I am a child of Abraham. That's all I need. And so Paul has to deal with that. He has to show them it doesn't matter what your name is. What matters is that you have faith in Jesus. It doesn't matter what your name is. Doesn't matter what color your skin is. Doesn't matter where you were born. The only thing that matters is, will you come by faith to Jesus? It doesn't matter what church name your name is church register your name is on. That doesn't matter. What matters is your relationship with Jesus. And it's more than just believing in your mind. You have to believe it in your heart. That's the difference. Jesus comes to live within your heart. So please, trust in him today. Call upon him. For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath wherefore to glory, but not before God. In other words, if Abraham could save himself, I mean, that's one way to look at this. If Abraham could save himself, why, he could maybe glory in that, but not before God, because God knows it's not right. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham isn't boasting about his works. Abraham isn't boasting about something he has accomplished. Abraham is a child of God because he believed. He believed in Jesus. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Nothing has changed. You believe in Jesus Christ today, the Son of God, and it will be counted unto you for righteousness. Righteousness. Please, trust in Jesus. Now, to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned for grace, but of debt. It's a sad day as we look to the Lord Jesus Christ and we try to work our way to heaven. It doesn't work. It's a debt. Jesus Christ paid it all. He paid it all. Look at verse 5 now, down chapter 4, verse 5. I thought maybe we'd get this far. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Now, it says worketh not. God hates somebody lazy. God hates that. God hates somebody that doesn't work. God hates laziness. But when it comes to our salvation, there is nothing we can do. I work very hard. I love serving the Lord. I work hard to support my family. I work hard. I work very hard. And I enjoy it. God's given me a blessing each day that I can awaken and get about his business and take care of work as I should. He gives me great wisdom each day. I thank him for it. I praise him for it. But you see, if the reason I'm working is not to gain my salvation. I'm not sitting here saying, boy, I sure hope I get to heaven. I sure hope I'm doing enough to serve God that he'll look good on, you know, down upon me and think, okay, he's good enough. I think I'll let him in. And, boy, I just hope that I don't disappoint him before I die and he casts me into the lake of fire. I just hope. Oh, I hope. Well, I have hope. But it's not in question whether I'm saved. It's not in question to whether when I die I'm going to be in the presence of Jesus, because I know I will be. And not because of anything I have done, not by works that I've accomplished, only by his grace. He saves me. He tells me in his precious word, if you believe in your heart, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever shall confess with thy mouth and believe in thine heart. You see, that's the difference. Not in the mind. It doesn't say believe in your head. Believe in your heart. That's the difference. Call on Jesus today for salvation. Call on him that he'll come by faith to you. You see, Abraham, their father, the Jews' father, and they claim that to be so very important and that's all they need. It's kind of like you in a church membership, I'm afraid. It's kind of like you with your baptism. It's not going to work either. You're going to wake up and burn in hell. I don't want you to. I want you to come by faith. We're not talking about coming here to join this church. I'd love to have you here. I'd love to have you sit and study the Word together and grow together. But that's not going to save you. The only thing that's going to save you is if you'll come by faith to Jesus. There's not one single church out there, as we call a church in a church building, not one single denomination that can save you. There's only one that can save you, and that is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So please, come to him and call upon him. We have another example here in verse 6. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. Imputeth righteousness. Now, as we look at that word, to impute, it means to account, put to the account of, as the little note will tell you there. To reckoned, imputed, put to the account of. And so, let's read verse 6 again. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. Imputeth righteousness. He has put to the account. He has given us righteousness through Jesus Christ. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Now, until Jesus went to the cross, the sins were only covered. Now they are forgiven. They are taken away forever. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. So you see up in verse 6, Jesus, through the Lord Jesus, God the Father imputes righteousness unto us. He puts it to the account. He gives us his righteousness. But isn't it wonderful in verse 8? Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. He does not place that to our account because he has taken it away. Not because of some work that we have done. We are justified by faith. By faith. By faith. Please. Please trust in Jesus today. Call upon him today, because it's all by faith. Please, please trust in Jesus today. Ask him to come into your heart and save you. That's the only way that you're going to be saved, born again. It's the only way that you're going to enjoy the fruits that God had, the blessings that God have for us. That sweet spirit that we have, the joy we can have, it all comes and begins with being born again. As John chapter 3 tells us, you must be born again. Please trust in Jesus today. Look to Him. Call upon Him. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?